Welcome to Viz City. I'm Terry Way. I want to welcome two special guests today, Steve and Mia LaRiccia. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Steve, you are a prime mover over at New Zone Gallery, a cooperative. We're going to talk about that briefly, and then I want to get to the show that's up now, and then to some pieces that you have that are I find really interesting. First of all, tell me briefly just about the history of New Zone Gallery. How did that get going and when?
Originally, the New Zone Gallery started as New Zone Arts Collective, originally as Project Space in the early 80s. A group of artists, I believe some of them were Bobby Devine, David Joyce, Mike Walsh, Terry Warspinski, among others. They were a tight-knit group of artists and teachers that did form the New Zone Artists Collective. I believe it was 1983 or 84. Another one is Harold Hoy. Can't forget him. Yep. And they acquired a spot. It was an E-Web building site there at 411 High. They were in that location for, I believe, 10 years until E-Web took over the space, and then the group disbanded. Over the years, Jerry Ross did get involved with the group, and he sort of kept it alive after the group disbanded. It went online for a while, and I joined the group in 1998 and became sort of the gallery. Since I'm good at putting things together, we started having shows, did a lot of guerrilla street action shows, finally found a space on 1 East Broadway for about a year and a half, moved to a smaller space at 975 Oak Alley. We were there for another 18 months. And then in 2006, we found the space we're currently at 164 West Broadway. We have about 50 artists in our collective, and we have bi-monthly shows. And then we have some of these open juried community shows that we're having right now.
Right. And primarily the show that's up now used to be the Salon du Refusé. It was closely linked to the Mayor's show. That's not so much the case now. Now it's different name, Salon of the People. And how many people did you get, or how many pieces? This was not juried. You hung everything that came in. Is that right?
Exactly, Terry. We changed the format of the show last year when the Mayor's Art Show changed their intake format. I could see that they were not going to get as many people because they were going to a digital intake format, and some artists are into that, some are not. Mm-hmm. So I felt that they weren't going to get as many people, plus they were going to do the rejections online too, so that would have been difficult to get a hold of them. In the past, I would be out there when people were rejected, and most people knew what was going on. Some people didn't. I would make them happy, have them participate in the Salon du Refusé. So when they changed their format last year, I realized if we stuck with that format, we would just have a tiny show. So we changed it where anybody could enter. Right. So this year, it grew 50% over last year, and so we're really happy with that.
Okay. And that show runs through October 7th, and again, the gallery is at 164 West Broadway. Well, let's get to the fun stuff. Your two pieces. Is it safe to call them steampunk?
Very safe.
Okay. Although I've talked to you earlier, and you didn't really know that maybe they were steampunk when you made them, but
exactly, Terry.
Discovered later.
My original art form was manipulating Polaroid SX-70 photographs. Did that for about 30 years. However, Polaroid discontinued the SX-70 film, making that process a lost art. Sort of thought, okay, what am I going to do next? You know, and I have a background in old television electronics, even build an ultralight aircraft. And I've had some of this stuff laying around, and, well, I thought just put this piece together. It was my first piece I did last year. It was a piece done on a French ammo box with a color television chassis, and it would play videos, dispense a little brandy on the side.
Right.
And it was a big hit. And people said, hey, you're in the steampunk thing. And I never heard of that at all. You know,
That's hilarious.
I was familiar with the art form. You know, I saw stuff on, you know, movies or television. And I thought, oh, those things are cool. But as I realized, a lot of the stuff is just CG effects or movie magic. And and what was neat about my work that I've done is it's interactive and kinetic, where most steampunk work, done some research on, don't get me wrong, I love the way they look, you know, but they're all static.
But they're static, yeah.
But the pieces I've built, and I've only built three, working on a fourth, and they're all kinetic. They do something.
Right.
The piece I did earlier this year, Wozniak's Conundrum. That is the grafting of a 1991 Macintosh computer onto an 1897 Remington Model 7 typewriter. And it's a fully functional computer. Now, I could have left it as just these parts hooked onto it, and it would have been a nice looking piece. But being this interactive piece, it is a fully functional computer. It's like, whoa, and it just took off.
And the other one is called Tesla's Trepidation, and that one is the newer one. But I wanted to get to Mia. You have one in there called the Gonculator. Is it steampunk too?
Sort of.
Sort of. Do you and Dad ever get kind of in arguments, like you want to use a piece and he says, oh man, I really want that? Does that ever happen? Not really. Okay. Does yours do something?
A light turns on, a little red light.
It's really cool. Okay, well, I want to thank both of you for being in here again, Steve and Mia Lariccia, and that's the New Zone Salon of the People. It goes through October 7th. You can find it at 164 West Broadway. Thanks for being here.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.